We need wisdom, we need power, true love for each other. We are not so many big and empty words. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a state. Touch your people, touch your people once again with your precious holy hands. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon the soul.
Over your children, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you once again, Lord, for a new week. Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace, your loving kindness, your protection, oh, that has kept us, Lord, the week that has just passed. Lord, we say thank you, God. Amen. And Father, oh, how glad we are this morning that as even as you open a new week, Lord, unto us, we thank you that you have quickened us, Lord, this morning. Oh, to come to your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you, Lord. And Father, even as we just sang, Lord, oh, how we wish that, oh God, that mighty rushing wind, Lord, will sweep over us this morning and lift us up into a higher realm, oh God, whereby, oh Lord, we will catch a glimpse of you, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you for all that you have done for us. And this morning, as we start with our Sunday schools, our children up there, and we hear, oh God, Father, we commit all into your hands, oh God, the altar of the word. Take the word, Lord, and teach us this morning. And Father, prepare our hearts, oh God, to receive them, oh Lord. Once again, we want to say thank you, Lord, for grace, for mercy, for protection, And above all, your love going countless, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God richly bless you. May we be seated for a while as our other brethren comes in. Yeah, for the last two Sundays, we were looking at the subject, The Way Ye Know, which was all about the way of life, the way of life. And if we are to put it more appropriately, as the way of eternal life. Amen. And we heard from our prophet William Branham telling us, there is no need of telling the people a way or what the way is unless you tell them how to get into it. Amen. Unless you tell them how to get into it. When you begin to talk about the way of God, the way of life, he said, it won't help. Unless you tell them how to get into it. So the prophet showing us how to get into it, he said in the message book, God's Way, that there are two ways a man can go, and that is his way or God's way, and that is the right way and the wrong way. And your way is always the wrong way. And God's way is the right way. Amen. And he said, you cannot be in your own way and in God's way at the same time. Amen. So he said, you got to get out of your own way. So he showed us how to get into the way of life. Amen. So he said, you got to get out of your own way. Amen. So God can have his way in you. Amen. The prophet said, that's right. God makes a provided way. So now, for someone to get out of the way, we all know that it means repent. See, to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that God can do what? God can have his way in you after you have repented and have been baptized, see, justified. Now God can have his own way in you through what? Through the cleansing and washing by the word. For you to receive that baptism of the fire, the Holy Ghost. Amen. So after you have repented and have been baptized, justified, it comes to the time of what? Sanctification. So that's the time you have given the way to God to have his way with you. And that is what? Cleansing you and washing you by what? By the word. Amen. So it means you got to give up something. You got to give up something and then receive something else. When you get out of your way, you have to lose something. Praise the Lord. And then you receive something else in return. Praise the Lord. That's how it is. So this morning, we are going to look at this subject, let go and let God. It's a follow-up of what we have been studying these two Sundays. Let go and let God. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand to the reading of the word now? Matthew 16. We read from 24 to 26. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. And for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. And as we sit at your feet, oh, teacher, the Holy Ghost, the author of the word, break this word to us, Lord, this morning. And let it be a living bread, Lord, this morning. Oh, to satisfy our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Let's look at verse 24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The prophet said in the message book, The Invasion of the United States, he said, he that will be a Christian, that means any man that will come after me. So the prophet put it this way, he that will be a Christian, let him strip himself of his own thoughts. Amen. So we are still on how to get into that way of life. Amen. Let him strip himself of his own thoughts. Let him strip himself of his own works. Let him strip himself of everything, denying himself, and take up the consecrated cross. And follow me daily. Take notice of that. And follow me daily. Not today, yes, tomorrow, no. Follow me daily. Amen. And he that will come after me, let him do that. Then the prophet said, that's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. Amen. And verse 25 also, it says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. That's what Jesus said. So anyone wants to follow me must be willing to lose something, no matter how dear that something is to you. You got to lose it. Amen. So you got to lose it. Amen. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. So whatever had been your own, no matter how precious it is to you, you got to lose it. Amen. The prophet said, this scripture is so important to God. Let's take notice of that. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. The prophet said this scripture is so important to God that it appears in all the four gospels. And in all, six times in the gospel. This phrase alone, in all the four gospels, it appears. And six times in all. So I found them out. It's in Matthew 10:39. You see it there. Matthew 16:25. You see it there. Mark 8:35. Luke 9:24. Luke 14:33. And John 12:25. Six of them. Amen. So whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. The prophet said, this is so important to God that it appears in all the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and six times in all. Amen. So you let your own to go, you will get it back in a real well packaged. Praise the Lord. If you let yourself to go, you will receive something in return, well packaged for you. Praise the Lord. See, my own nature has to go. Your own nature has to go so that God can give you something really good, better than what you were holding. Something that has been molded according to his will. Amen. There was a certain man by the name Saul. He was a Pharisee. And he thought he was serving God faithfully. You all know that. One day this Saul heard the voice of Jesus Christ. And he found out that all along he had been on the wrong way. And when he heard a voice, you see, he did something. He was ready to surrender himself to Jesus. That's the way. To get out of his own way and to take the will of God. He was what? Ready to surrender himself to Jesus. See, he let go the Saul, the Pharisee. See, he was the Saul, the Pharisee. He had to let that one go. And he counted all things loss for the excellency in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He let that one go. He had really studied widely under the great teacher Gamaliel. Amen. You see, the knowledge of Jesus, he needed it to replace what he had already learned from whether school or whatever, college or whatever it was. So you could see that Saul, he allowed himself no more to walk in the counsel of a godly. He let go the Saul that was standing in the ways of sinners. He let go the Saul that was sitting in the seat of discomforts. See, he did let it go. And when he let it go, he received a Paul. See? He received a Paul molded according to God's will. He let go what? That Saul. And he received what? A Paul. Molded in God's will. Praise the Lord. So the prophet in the message book teaching on Moses, he said, there is a lot of things in the world that's real valuable. There are a lot of things in the world that's real valuable. And one of those things is you have it with you today. We are going to listen to that. The prophet said, there are a lot of things that are valuable in this world. Praise the Lord. And he said, you have got it. And what is that? He said, it's the soul that's inside that your body. Amen. He said, that's the most valuable thing in the world to you. You know, we read that scripture. It said, if you will gain the whole world and lose your soul, what would it profit you? See how the prophet put it? The most valuable thing isn't in you. That's your soul. Amen. And he said, the most valuable thing that you got is your soul. And now, if you keep your soul, then you are going to lose it. And if you lose your soul, then you are going to save it. If you lose your soul to Jesus, see? In other words, if you believe on Jesus, you become his disciple. He said, now you remember that the most valuable thing in all the world is your little soul. Do you accept it? Amen. Amen. And if you keep it, you will lose it. If you give it to Jesus, you will save it. Amen. You know, you see, by our own nature, it may seem painful, because if you are going to miss, if you are exchanging your own nature for God's nature, sometimes in the flesh, in your own nature, it's painful because you are going to miss your buddies, your friends, and other people that have been so close with you. You are going to, there are some spots and joints you are no more going to be an active member. Maybe there were some clubs, beer clubs, and whatever you were a member there. You are no more going to be an active member at that place, you see. You are going to feel, see, the pain and in the flesh, losing your old nature, you see. But because you are persuaded by revelation of a better life, see, that's why you are here. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have been persuaded by revelation of a better life. And so for that reason, you endure the pain, which in the end is going to yield peaceable fruits of righteousness. Amen. After doing that, it's just like Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, that's what the scripture says. Jesus saw something. For the joy that was set before him, he did what? He endured the cross. Praise the Lord. Why a farmer would take the pain to clear and prepare a stretch of land and again endures sometimes harsh weather to do sowing the seed? Why would a farmer do that? Amen. It is because he sees the joy, he sees the harvest, that at the end he is going to what? Receive. Praise the Lord. Amen. Door is not there, but by faith and revelation, he knows that when he go through all that pain of preparing that land and sowing that seed, he knows that that seed of God, you see, as long as it has found a good ground, is going to what? Bring forth something. So he sees the harvest even before he endures the pain. That's the kind of revelation we got to have. Amen. A revelation of what you are going to want, receive at the end. Amen. That's why Paul said, I reckon that the suffering of this time, see, is not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. Praise the Lord. So it got to be faith in the word of God, bringing that kind of revelation to you to see what is what ahead. So you go through, see, you are ready to what? Forgo everything, to let go and let God. Amen. Now let's look at the eagle. I spoke about it one time here, so quickly, so that before our time comes, catches. You see, the eagle has the longest lifespan among its species, that's among birds. And it can live up to 70 years. And as the eagle enters its 40th year, it naturally experiences a change in its features. See, give me the first slide. It's long. See, it has a long beak, very, very strong. But that beak, look at how it is now. It cannot tear fresh meat anymore. Amen. And then its talons, that the claws, also become so weak. You see, you know that he goes down and pick fresh prey, its prey as food, fresh one. with strong word claws. All those claws have become weak, you see. So that's the kind of experience. So because the claws are weak and the beak also is no more strong, you could see that the feathers will grow without what controlling. Normally, he uses the beak and the claw to pick off all loose feathers and all those sort of things. But now, there's no those two things God has given to it to do that kind of cleaning, it's no more. They are no more. So you could see that the feather will grow so much at the chest that it can no more fly the way at how it has to fly. So definitely, he's a point of what? He has to die at 40. But God has given the eagle an opportunity to renew himself. Amen. To renew himself back again. And so, that's two ways now has come. The same two ways we are talking about. Two ways. Either to go through and, see, to renew itself, it has to go through a painful process. It has to go through a painful process. So, either it has to go through that painful process and be renewed, or he has to take it easy and die. You type it to ourselves. Amen. Either you will be ready to do what? To go through that process of what? Suffering and live. Or go it easy and die. So the what is that the eagle will choose to renew itself. And so you know what he does? The prophet said he goes into the mountains, and then this beak that is there, he will be knocking it against what? The stone, knock until it plucks off. Painful. And then it waits for that beak to what? To grow up again. And then with that beak, he will what? He will pluck off all the claws that are no more working. So weak. Pluck all those nails off. Painful. And that also what? Will grow a new one. And then he uses now the beak and the claws to take off all the loose feathers, everything out. And after being doing that, give us the next slide. He becomes what? Renewed. Amen. He becomes renewed. Ready to fly. And the prophet said he lives for another 30 years. So when he's renewed like this, what next? He takes his flight. Please give me the next slide. Takes his flight once again. Renewed once again. See. So that is a type of us, my brother. Amen. If we will also go through that process, you see. The prophet said, let me read it quickly before our time reaches. In the message book, Letting Off the Pressure, he said, but you know, because you may be thinking, how you are going to go through this process. The prophet has an answer for us. He said, look, I said, but you know, I know a rock. You see, you cannot do it yourself. Praise the Lord. You see, you cannot do it yourself. When it comes to what? The process of going through your change. Don't depend on your own self. Amen. So the prophet said, but you know, I know a rock where that we can go and beat in prayer. See, I know a rock. And what rock is he talking about? What's the rock? That rock? What's that rock? Jesus. Amen. So he said, I know a rock as Jesus, whom we can go to and beat in prayer till all the crust of the world is beaten away from us. Hallelujah. Amen. Till all the unbelief in God's word is beat away. Till we enter into a place where all things are possible. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's turn to that rock, my brother. Oh, escape for your life. Escape to the mountains. Flee to the mountains. Oh, you know that he's our hiding place, the rock of our salvation. Amen. And he's a mighty tower to whom the righteous run to and they are saved. He's our rock. The prophet said, I know a rock. That's Christ. Let's go to him. Say, Lord, I'm weak. Help me to go through this process. I want to let go for you to come in. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
We thank the Lord. Let's stand and let's commit today's meeting into the hands of the Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our Sunday school now. This time has come for us, Lord, to begin today's service, Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, you have called us this morning and we have responded because, Father, we want to behold your beauty this morning. We want to inquire into your temple this morning. Oh, we want to seek your grace this morning, Lord. So, Father, we have come with all reverence, Lord, that, oh, Lord Jesus, look down upon us, even come in our midst, Lord. That, Lord Jesus, all that you have for us today, Father, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, that we will hear, and, Father, it will become an indelible mark in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Oh, something that, Lord, the devil can never take it away, Lord. So, Father, we commit all into your hands as, Father, we start with worship and praises and songs to thy name, Lord. Father, we want to commit the song leader and the musicians into your hands. The Lord, they will lead us into that place of God. The atmosphere be created, Lord. And we are ready also to lift up our voices this morning to worship you. All instruments, our lips and our hands. Oh, Lord, we want to worship you this morning. So, Father, accept our worship this morning. And through that, oh, God, as your servant, still waiting, oh, at your feet, oh, God, Lord, overshadow him with the Holy Spirit. And as you know the needs of your people, oh, God, Lord, this morning, oh, come down mightily, oh, God, by your word. Oh, Lord, and feed our, empty souls, Lord Jesus, this morning, oh God. Oh, our hungering souls, Lord. That's our prayer this morning. We thank you as we surrender all now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.